Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith puts no pressure on people. People are not your source. God's your source. And if they don't buy it, God can bring three other people in to buy it. No pressure, but faith. If something's going on, one of your babies is running a fever, you don't just, run around scared and don't know what to do. Talk to that thing. Say, fever, you leave my child in the name of Jesus. Fever subside. Mommy, my stomach hurts. Speak to that stomach. Something's not healing right, speak to it. Say, heal up quickly in Jesus' name. Yeah. Be right.
Yes, absolutely.
Faith people should be speaking to things regularly. But now it's not just saying it. There's something else. What did he say? Look at it again, Mark 11:23. Verily, when Jesus says that, what does that mean? It is this way and no other way. You can count on this. It's like the language of a, well, it is. It's not like, it's the language of a law. He's revealing to us a spiritual law, a kingdom principle and law. How does it work? It works this way for anybody, whosoever. Read it out loud to me. 23. That whosoever shall what? So that's a part of it. You say. Didn't you say think? What did you say?
Say.
Open your mouth.
Yes.
Say it. Well, I'm embarrassed to do it. Well, you better get over it. Yes. You want results, you'll get over it. I'm not used to that. They didn't do that in my other church. Well, you're here now, so do it.
Amen.
We do this.
Amen.
People know you come here. You might as well come on in. Right? And get the results. You're already taking some of the flack, so go ahead and get the benefits. Right? Might as well be a tongue talker. Healing believing. Faith confessing. Might as well get rich. Yeah, come on. Just come on in completely. Don't hang around the fringes and play with it. Come on in. Yeah. Just get the whole deal. So you say it, but that's not the end, right?
No.
You speak to, what else did he say? Whoever will say to the mountain, so this is not prayer, you're talking to the situation. You can talk to livers. You can talk to kidneys. You can talk to tumors and growths. Talk to bills. Whatever it is you're dealing with, speak to it. And in this case, the mountain, something you want removed, command it.
Yes.
Now, there are a lot of people who don't like this kind of preaching. But we're reading right out of the Bible.
Amen.
And this is not what some wild-eyed preacher said one day. This is Jesus. Jesus said this is how he operated, and he's telling them, and we're his disciples also, how to operate. This is how you do it. People have tried all kind of other things, but it's not going to work till you do what he said. Speak to it. Say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and what else? I've heard people say, what do we say down south? Smarty aleck. Smart alecky or whatever. Well, what if I'm going to say I'm going to be a multi-billionaire? You think that's going to happen? Nope, not for you. Well, why? It's what you said. You said, if you say it, it come to pass. No, I didn't say that. Yeah, I heard you. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't. Number one, Jesus said. Jesus said, if you would say it, he didn't just say if you'd say it, it would happen. What did he say? If you would say it, and what? What does it say? And shall not doubt in his heart. That means you believe it.
Amen.
You're not trying it.
That's right. Amen.
I said you're not trying it.
Right.
You're already convinced.
Yes.
Before you see it happen, you're already convinced it's true and it's happening. You don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you say will come to pass. What'll happen? Sometimes it'll, No. Jesus said, you will have what you said. Jesus said, you will have what you said. Have anybody been saying anything? Jesus said, you will have what you said. Have you been saying anything?
Yes.
Come on now, think about it. Have you been saying anything?
Yes.
You've been saying, then Jesus said, you will have what you said. Jesus said, you will have what you said. Have you been standing up with us saying, every debt, every debt reduced? And it, Jesus said, you will have what you said. Makes you happy when you believe it. Glory to God. Glory to God. That was worth coming to church for right there. If we just stop. So, Jesus told us we got to say it. This is not just praying and begging God to do it. This is us talking to the situation. But we saw he mentioned something else. And there's a lot of things he could have said. If there were 40 different things that we got to keep track of and focus on and not make a mistake in, he'd have put them all in right there. But all he said is you got to say it, but then what? Don't doubt it, but believe it. So doubt is the thing that can mess this thing up. And is it possible to be saying a bunch of stuff, but it not come to pass?
Yes.
It is. And we've seen that. Just because you say it, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You got to believe it. You can't vacillate between two things. Yeah, all my debts are going to be paid off. I don't know. But some funny things have happened with my work and my job and the economy. And, you know, gas is so high. I got stirred up on Sunday morning again when we all said it. Yeah, all my debts are being paid off. Oh, no, the debts are bigger than they were before last week. You can't do that. You got to say the same thing all the time. You can't go back and forth. James talks about that. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. He gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. But you got to ask in faith. Nothing wavering. That's the same word that here is translated doubt.
Yes.
Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. A double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. Double, dewy. Doubting and double, two, back and forth, wavering. That's what he's talking about. Out on the ocean, when the wind moves the waves, what happens? Huh? They're the waves. If it's big waves, you know, you got 10 foot, 12 foot, 15 foot swells. I mean, you come up on a crest of a wave, and then what happens? Woo, man, you go down, 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 and then you come up on a wave. Oh, you go up, up, up. Well, have people been like that in their so-called faith, trying to believe? Oh, man, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Whoa, whoa. Man, it don't look so good. Oh, it's dark. Oh, no, no. I went to church and I got stirred up. It's happening. No, you got to be the same and not change. Can you be by the grace of God? Can you be stable? Can you be consistent? Yes, you can. And we have already talked about this. Just because a thought of doubt crosses your mind, that doesn't mean you quit believing in your heart. You just cast that down and go on. Thoughts and feelings come to us all, but that doesn't prove what you believe. You cast them down and go on. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Actually, I was going to quote this to you, but I want you to turn there. Isaiah 7. We're going to go to 1 Timothy also. So Isaiah 7 and 1 Timothy 1. Isaiah 7, 9. I just want you to notice the last part of this verse. It says, if you will not believe, what? Surely you shall not be established. You won't be established. Well, if you're not established, what would you be? Established, unstable. That means you're moved around. That's a picture of the wavering we talked about, right?
Yes.
And someone said, well, of course, you know, if you won't believe. But notice the language again. Put it back up if you would. If you will not believe. Did you see that language?
Yes.
Did it say if you can't believe?
Right.
No. Now, if you were with us earlier, we talked about this. When people say, I can't believe that, that's not true.
Amen.
You can believe anything. You decide to believe. Belief is not based on what you see or feel. Belief is not based on reasoning or logic. You can believe anything you decide to believe. A lot of people decide to believe lies. That's called deception. Something doesn't even have to be true for you to believe it. So when people say, I can't believe it, that's not true. What is true? They chose not to believe it. They were unpersuadable. Now, look in 1 Timothy. Hold your place there in Isaiah. But in 1 Timothy 1, 1 Timothy 1, we've talked about this, but I want to go further into it. 1 Timothy 1:12 says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. You know, when the Lord gives us a job, allows us to do something, it was a vote of confidence to put us in the place. He knew we could do it, and he believed and had faith that we would do it and be faithful to him before we ever did it. And he put us in there. It was a vote of confidence. Aren't you glad about that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Anchor to the Soul, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104J. That's R1104J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.